or they're just slaves. Our ancestors were enslaved. They were not slaves. And because this country has deceived us in so many ways and hidden all of our beautiful history of who we are coming from Africa, whether we were sold into slavery from Africa to America, it doesn't mean that to sell us into torture, Africa, by Africans to America, it was told something different. Good morning, beautiful faces. Hey, 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 this is Sunny, and I'm back with another episode here on Talk About It with Sunny Morrison. I have been skipping a few days or a few weeks with my shows, just have a lot of personal as well as business projects that I am working on, which sort of delayed. It's no excuse, but I'm just being honest. And now I'm back and I'm trying to keep up the pace and keep up the consistency with my podcast. And I am here today because we are going to talk about some discussions on quite a few things. One, we're going to talk about why so many Black Americans are moving to Ghana. They are picking up their belongings and they are becoming a majority of expat over in Africa, whether it is Ghana, Kenya, Sierra Leone, wherever they find the place for them to make home or the return of home. That's what a lot of Black Americans are doing. And not only are they leaving America, they're also going to Africa to create a lifestyle for them of businesses, owning land, creating generational wealth, creating businesses that will provide jobs for the locals over in the country. And I'm so amazed and very proud of those that have left and moved on from America, because America has lied to us in so many different ways of who we are as a people. One, not telling us anything about our history, hiding our history, keeping everything away from our ancestors so they couldn't pass down the historical meaning of who we are and stories about who we are other than just us being slaves. We are more than just slaves. Our ancestors were enslaved. They were not slaves. And because this country has deceived us in so many ways and hidden all of our beautiful history of who we are coming from Africa, whether we were sold into slavery from Africa to America, it doesn't mean that to sell us into torture. And who's to say that us being sold from Africa by Africans to America, it was told something different? Who's to say that they didn't tell them, hey, we're looking for work, we're looking for bodies to come over and help build America, and this is a good way for you all to make money or get capital that you need, whatever. I'm just coming up with what I think something was said or what type of agreement or what treaty was presented to Africa in order for them to just do that. But long story, for the most part, it wasn't just Africa. It was the colonizers, Europeans and Spain and all those other countries coming over to Africa and taking our African ancestors and spreading them everywhere. You know, not only were they come over here in America, they were also in Cuba, they were also in Latin America, they was also in China. They were in all places other than Africa. Okay? But here in America, it's just been so bad for our ancestors and how we are now benefiting, are not benefiting from the torture that our ancestors received. And it's funny how some people say, well, my parents came over to this country with nothing in their pocket, $5 to their name, and they built their life up with hard work. You people don't want to work. Not true. Any immigrant that comes over to America, they may come over here with nothing in their pockets. They may come over here with $5 to their name, but guarantee you, the government is going to offer them some type of assistance, some type of program for them to get up on their feet and to create generational wealth to pass down to their children, 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 and so on. That's not the case for us. We were here. If you took our ancestors from their homeland to here, to America, and then they are building families here, then their children and their offsprings of their offsprings are now considered American. But they never saw that. They never saw us as Americans. They only saw us as less of a man or less of a human. And all we were good for was to continue to work for free as enslaved individuals. They didn't see us as human beings. They only saw us as a workhorse. You beat us, you robbed us, you raped us, and you killed us. And not only did you kill us, you killed us, you lynched us, you burned us, you burned crosses on our lawn, you burned, you come in our homes and you take out the men, you beat them in front of the women to show that this is whoever you look up to as your man of the household. He's not as strong as you think he is. You butt break them. You do all kind of nasty, demeaning, dehumanizing, emasculating men and their masculinity. It was just horrible. Now, me to say all that is, this is why that governor in Florida is trying to keep away all of the African-American history, all of the history that took place over here. They don't want their children's to see and to learn the true history about this country. Whether they try to hide it from them now, they are going to find out. They're going to find out. It's not just about Dr. Martin Luther King, I have a dream speech. It is bigger than that. It's more to that. And if he was so good and he meant well, why would they kill him? They shot him, and he didn't die when they shot him, but the doctor killed him when he got to the hospital. So it doesn't matter what we do, whether we try to talk to our people to stick together and do the right thing, and we protest for equal opportunity, it does not matter. They do not want us here. So this is one priority reasons of why a lot of Black Americans are hauling ass from America. And so white people so quick to say, go back to where you came from. Go back to Africa. Well, with all means, give me my $2,000 ticket and I will be gladly to leave. Because in the next 10 years, America is not going to be the most powerful and richest country in the world. Which they are not now. They are powerful and they are rich, but they're only powerful and rich to a certain class of people. They're not powerful and rich to the American people as a whole. Because if that was the case, this country would be thriving. It would be thriving, above thriving, if everybody in this country were living in the way they need to live in the most powerful and richest country in the world. You can go from state to state in every country, every part of this country, and see how bad the country is. And it doesn't matter what political party is controlling it, because they are all in poverty, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat. They are all poverty states, in poverty, homelessness, crime, no jobs, housing crisis out of control. This country is not what it is all wrapped up to be. And so America only shows on their network what they want other people to see, but you need to come behind the screen and come see for yourself. The same thing that they do to you all to show you what they want to see, what they want you to see, they do it to us. They show us parts of Africa what they want us to see, and they only show the downside, the poverty areas, the areas that are not up and coming, or the areas that maybe poverty or is being helped to come up. They're not showing that. So everyone is going to Ghana, Kenya, Sierra Leone, other areas in Africa. These are some of the places that I know people who are actually going to. So these are why this is why I'm calling out those locations in Africa. I have a cousin that lives over in Ghana, and he lives in the area of Cape Coast, and he's been there now for 3 years, him and his wife. And he's there on a spiritual journey. Praise all to the Most High Yahweh. He's there on a spiritual journey. And once he got over there, him, his wife, and those who are on that spiritual journey with him, they all went over with this year of the return movement that Ghana was having, where you can come over, you can get land, you can get citizenship from Ghana. And he did get land. I don't think he got citizenship yet, but he is over there building on his land. He's already built a house. He's building some duplexes and apartment complexes now. So he is living the life that we should be living as Black people, as African people. And I'm not saying that him moving over there and been there for 3 years, that things were easy. He did have some challenges, I'm pretty sure. And I am going to have him on the show so that he can talk about, you know, his experience leaving America and moving to Africa and living in Ghana. So I know that there are a lot of you out there that's listening that is probably thought about it and may be real skeptical because of the brainwash that we have, or whitewash that we have been, that have been done to us. And we need to change our mindset from paying attention to anything that was taught to us by America, because they lied to us. It's like your parent telling you that Santa Claus isn't real, the Easter Bunny isn't real, all these fairy tales that they told us about who we are, that we don't have history, that there's no history about us. And we have so much history. I'm in my 50s and I learned so much about my people in 2020, when the world shut down, was the time that my brain opened up. My third eye clicked and I did so much research. I've already knew certain things on a spiritual side, but it's a lot of other information in history that I didn't know. Stemming back in circa way past the 1800s, all the way back in the 1400s, to learn all about that history that they don't teach in schools and that they're trying not to teach at all. Pretty soon, they're trying to get rid of Black History Month because everyone is so salty about Black History Month, which was given to us in the shortest month in the year, February. Today is Saturday, February 25th. And we have 3 more days for Black History Month, when all these other cultures may have a whole month, but for us, we have a short period. But hey, for us, Black History is 365. We are just celebrating in a month for everyone to understand who we are and where we come from, and don't believe what the media put out, because the media has an agenda to exploit Black people only to show you the wrong. And they only promote this Black on Black crime about who we are, when crime is crime. Black on Black, white on white, Asian on Asian, Latin on Latin. Okay. And it's little people on little people. Everybody commit crime in their community. So they need to stop this whole ideology of who we are to say that Black people killing each other in record numbers. Hell, everybody's killing each other in record numbers. The key word is killing. The key words are killing each other. Make life simple. Live life simple. And stop pointing fingers at a certain group of people, thinking that everyone else is better. And it's always black and white. It's always white and black. I don't know what happened in the past where blacks and whites, or whites mainly, has this vindictive hate for black people. And if you ask them, they can't even tell you. They'll tell you this same script reason that you guys are lazy, you guys are thieves, you guys are this, and you bring down the property value. Okay. I see that in every race. I see that in every area, in a different community, where if there's all blacks or all whites or all Latins or all Asians or Russians or, you know, Lebanese or whatever, I see it in all cultures where there are some areas where they're good and some areas where they're not. But this whole mindset to point fingers at black people all the time, enough has been enough. And that is why a lot of black Americans are leaving. And I feel like a lot of black people really do need to leave. We need to pick up our things and haul ass. And let's just see how well America thrives without black people. Black people spend more money, which that's something we need to stop doing. You know, we need to stop spending all of our money and patronizing all these other people who don't care, care less or give a damn about us. We really need to focus on who we are and start becoming ownership to commercial buildings, which I know is very hard here in America because they don't want to see us with anything. They're going to find every little nick and nanny for us not to get it. But for the most part, for all those that are contemplating moving to Africa, go for it. Because let me say this. I am planning a trip. My husband, my sister, and my nephew, and my niece, and whoever else decides to come with us, because we did have some naysayers to say that they didn't want to go, which is fine. We are going to visit my cousin, who is in Ghana. And we're going to get the full scope. I've been doing my research on top of, you know, what he's been telling me. Also on YouTube, I follow a few Americans that have left, black Americans that have left. There's a lot of white Americans over there too, but my main focus is on black Americans going to Africa before all the white Americans go, or any whites, period. Doesn't mean they have to be American, just white, periods, because there's a lot of Europeans over there. South Africa, for instance. And there's other places in Africa where they have an all-white town where it tells you no black people are allowed. I'll come back with that information. I'll do another show on that. But if you thought about doing it, just do the plan, the research, you know, get in contact with like a travel agent or a tour guide company from someone that's from the States that have went over to open up a business, because there's a lot of black owned businesses over there that are from America that open up their business either in a land consultant or Airbnbs, resorts, or travel agencies, tour guides. They are doing their thing over there. So they're really trying to set the ground for us to come over there so that we can come and be a part of this whole year of the return movement. Sorry about the airplane, if you can hear it. I'm in my studio. I forgot to tell you guys, I'm in the studio today. Yeah. But anyway, I just wanted to speak about that. I think that is a very, very important topic, because if you're thinking about it, people are talking about it. And if you follow me on Instagram at Sunny Morrison, S-U-N-N-I-E, Morrison, M-O-R-R-I-S-O-N, there's a live interview that I conducted with a young lady by the name of Alita Israel. She's another American who moved from Chicago, Detroit. You know, she's from Chicago, and I think she was living in Detroit when she left America. And I interviewed her, and she gave me her whole experience and ran down all the details and the logistics side of her owning land and what she's doing now, building her home. She's calling it the Shalom Estate. And not only that, she started her own businesses there. She does natural hair, care and skin care products. She also has a t-shirt line, and she owns a brick building company. And she does land consulting. If you want to get your land, she consults you with how to get your land. So if you want to follow her on Instagram, it is Aleta, A-L-E-T-A .Israel. Israel, like Israel. And you can follow her on there. And she has all the information. And you can follow her on YouTube, because that's how I found her. And I interviewed her, and she's very transparent, very spiritual young lady, as a matter of fact. And she's really doing some things and making a difference, you know, in her life. So just give her a follow. So, yeah, that's it. That's about it that I wanted to talk about. And if you have any questions about this topic, I know Anchor made a new feature where you can leave your comments. I don't know how that works, but you can just go through it and see where the questions are or the comments. And if you can figure it out, leave me a comment and we'll go from there. I'll go from there and answer them. Or you can send me a DM on Instagram at Sunny Morrison, S-U-N-N-I-E, Morrison, M-O-R-R-I-S-O-N. So, all right, beautiful faces, that concludes my show for today. I have a lot of running around to do. Don't forget to do your taxes if you have not done so. I think it's April 15th is the deadline. I'm not really sure. But I am going to bring on a young lady who is a tax specialist, and she's going to talk about preparing your taxes for 2022 in 2023, because these taxes we're doing are for last year. And she's going to give you tips on things to file and what to look out for if you are a small business, or if you don't have a business, or if you're married and you're filing joint or separate, all of that. So stay tuned for that. That's probably going to be live on my Instagram. It is going to be live on my Instagram, and I may bring her here on Anchor to test out this new feature that Anchor has, where we can bring on an invited guest and we can interview them on the show and record it and then let you guys hear it later. So I'll try that out and let you all know. And you can tell me if that sounds good. If not, you can follow me on Instagram every Tuesday at 7 p.m. or Talk About It Tuesdays. This one is Talk About It with Sunny Morrison, but on Instagram it's Talk About It Tuesday. All right, beautiful faces. Thank you for tuning in. Until the next time, you'll hear me on the podcast. You have a sunny day.